Amid all the fighting and suicide bombings, Syrians are getting ready to vote. Next week, the Assad government is planning to hold a presidential election in the middle of a civil war. Western governments say the vote is a sham, and President Assad is widely expected to claim re-election. Syrian expats are being allowed to vote. Already, they've been casting their absentee ballots at Syrian embassies around the globe. In Lebanon, an unexpectedly large turnout forced polls to stay open until the wee hours this morning, and voting there was extended for another day. Susanna George reports on what sounds like a chaotic evening.
Traffic along the highway leading to the embassy was at a standstill for much of the day Wednesday, clogged with voters traveling by taxi, on foot, and by the busload to cast their ballots for Syria's presidential elections. By evening, long after the polls were originally supposed to close, the road was still congested. A handful of minibuses packed with Assad supporters lurched in the stop-and-go traffic. Past a series of checkpoints and roadblocks, a steady stream of people made their way single file into the heavily guarded embassy. And that's where order breaks down. Ballot distribution and collection is haphazard. Crowds of men holding up their ID cards jostle up against the metal barricade. Overwhelmed embassy personnel yell back instructions. One family is standing off to the side, bewildered. I ask them if they're waiting to vote.
Too much people, so we don't know if we can do it today or no.
Samir, his whole family asked to only use their first names, is originally from the ancient Syrian Christian town of Malula. He fled to Beirut nearly 2 years ago. He already has his family's ballots, but doesn't know where to cast them. By his side, his aunt Antoinette explains that a stable Syria with Assad as president is better than any alternative.
We prefer to go back to Syria with Assad the president than to live outside our country. We used to have very nice life, so why we have to do the opposite thing?
While there are two other candidates on the ballots being handed out, none of the voters here mention them. Samir says his vote is both for Assad and against the opposition.
Both, because there is the other side, they are fighting us. They are supporting the terrorists. So this is why we are supporting President Assad and we are against the other side.
The sun's gone down, and all around us, people are filling out ballots. Those who can't find space under lit tents are using flashlights and cell phones. Lacking any formal direction, people are passing along instructions by word of mouth.
Number two, Ibrahim.
Here, one man tells another what information to write on the back of the ballot. Your name, the names of your mother, father, and grandfather, and your national ID number. Election officials say this data will prevent fraud, even if it doesn't allow voters any political privacy. By 10 at night, the mob clamoring to vote is still growing. Antoinette, the woman from Malula, is still standing off to the side. She jokes that if she isn't able to vote for Assad here tonight, she'll sleep at the embassy until the polls open in the morning.
We love him. Why not?
For the world, I'm Susanna George in Beirut.